Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Hope you had a great weekend. Political experts, some, are saying that the Democrats trying to impeach President Donald Trump, this may help Donald Trump win re-election. They're saying that if you look at history, and the last time we saw anything like this with a president impeachment was when Bill Clinton was president. And they went after Bill Clinton for the whole Monica Lewinsky affair and, a lot of some people thought, well, you should impeach the guy because he lied to the country, he lied to the world, he lied to his wife and his family. And but then a lot more people felt, well, that was his personal life. Is that something that is impeachable? Is that something that he should be impeached over? And actually, Bill Clinton's poll numbers, his popularity numbers, went up after the failed impeachment when it came to his presidency. And so now some political experts are saying what the Democrats are trying to do to Donald Trump right now could help him win re-election, because evidently it angers a lot of people who think, look at all of the time and the money that our politicians are spending on this, and there's not a whole hell of a lot there. They're doing this because they don't like him. They hate them. They hate him, and they just want him out. And wouldn't that be something? And I've mentioned this. I've got some friends. I've got some Facebook friends that hate this man so much. It then makes them crazy, and it makes them hate the people who voted for him as well. I've got one Facebook friend. He writes, bleep this president and bleep you if you voted for him. You're the problem with this country. And I'm thinking to myself, look, it's okay to disagree politically. You know, that's what makes us, we're the greatest country in the world. We're not perfect, but we're the greatest country in the world. And one of the reasons we are the greatest country in the world is that we can disagree politically.
Is that we can tell our friends to go bleep themselves.
You know, we can disagree politically without resorting to that kind of nonsense.
Well, I think you can almost put that very close to being in the past tense, though, because the more I see, at least on social media, you can't do what you just described. You can't disagree, but yet have a beer together at the end of the day. I mean, I told you the story about my friend from almost 30 years who assumed I was going to vote one way and, long story short, unfriended me on Facebook, and he lives quite far away, and that was really the only communication we had. So, bye, Felicia.
And look,
his loss, I say.
And to be honest with you, and I've said this to you, Brewster, then I question your the authenticity of the friendship, because if something like a president being elected could end friendships, I really question those friendships to begin with.
Well, I don't. It's just that he and I are both very stubborn people, and when he drew that line in the sand to unfriend me on Facebook, I just pretty much cut him loose. So no, it's I understand how you want to paint this picture with that big brush, but our relationship over 30 years was very everything was paint, was nuance based. They have painted with a small brush, not with a big brush at all. So if he were to come, you know, knocking on my door, I'm sure we would patch things up. But we're just at a stalemate.
See, the way I am, look, I might not agree with you on politics, but that shouldn't get in the way of our friendship. Our friendship should be above that. Our friendship should be able to transcend that.
Well, I've talked about this before too, but I still see the genesis of this as lying on doorstep, because never before have we seen a non-politician in this role, and I'm not even talking about president. I'm talking about just running. We had never seen someone of his character or his background that I can think of anyway. And once he became elected, and this is the point that I've made often, is the other side sees his actions, whether it be his incessant tweeting, or some would call it his bullying on Twitter. I mean, just like we talked about last week about Greta. How am I saying it right now? Greta Thunberg.
Oh, the 16-year-old Swedish girl who's
right.
The climate activist.
And she's named Time Magazine's Person of the Year, and all of a sudden, you know, the president takes out against her. I mean, didn't see his comments, but I understand from social media that he tweeted nasty bullying type things to her. But when you talk about your friends on the other side, in this case being the left, of having this scorched earth policy, and I've said this before, they get that from him. They get Donald Trump's demeanor and his brusqueness and his temperament as being, that's it. That's the line in the sand, scorched earth policy. So they bring to a scorched earth policy to it and to everything and to friendships. And that's where you get someone saying, F him, and if you support him, F you too.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from, in my view.
Well, look, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump says, and I don't agree with all of the tweets, although he tweets so much because the majority of the media despises him, and in his mind, that's the only way he can get his message across to people. And although I don't agree with everything he says or does, you have to admit the country is in fantastic shape. Look at the stock market. It's higher than it's ever been.
Well, look at employment is higher than it's ever been.
I was going to say, unemployment, it's record-breaking lows
right.
In every demographic. We're talking about for women, for black people, for Latino people. The country is slamming right now economically. The country is doing incredibly right now. And so even if I disagreed with him and everything he did and his politics, I would still say, boy, oh, boy, this country is doing great right now.
But see, you wouldn't get that if you only get your news from social media. And that right there in lies the danger, because there are people who decide who they're going to vote for only based on such tiny little scratches at the surface. They don't do their homework. And I always go back to, you know, Jay Leno and jaywalking. There are people actually walking around who don't know who the vice president is in any given decade.
Sure.
And it's a miseducation and a lack of education on just what is going on. And you read social media, and you might think that the country is going into the crapper.
And it's not just social media. If you watch ABC News,
well, sure.
CBS News, NBC News, CNN, you would think our country is going to hell.
Right.
Because of their hatred on a personal level of this man. You know, I'd like to see him win again just to see these people lose their minds for another 4 years. Watching these people on Facebook and in the news, they are losing their minds every morning when they wake up because they hate him so much on a personal level.
You know what I enjoy seeing? I enjoy seeing gasoline $1.94 a gallon at Costco and Sam's Club.
Indeed.
That's what I enjoy.
Indeed. Here on Bayou 95.7.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And what a football weekend around New Orleans. And the Saints and LSU didn't even play. And what a football weekend. Joe Burrow, the quarterback for LSU, wins the Heisman Trophy. Heisman Joe, and he won very handedly. It wasn't even close. And I told you that on this show about 3 or 4 weeks ago. That's when it looked like he was in like your buddy Jimmy Flynn. But and I think it's safe to say, and correct me if I'm wrong. You could text us. I think Joe Burrow is the greatest football player who ever played for LSU. Look at the numbers that he put up. I know some people are thinking Billy Cannon. So maybe should I say the greatest living football player who ever played at LSU? Look, I know LSU has produced a lot of great defensive backs, a lot of great linebackers, some great linemen on both sides of the ball. I know LSU has produced some great wide receivers and some running backs. But the statistics that Joe Burrow put up this year, I mean, he completed almost 80% of his passes. 80!
But you realize it's just human nature. People are always going to pick whatever player represents their era because that's the player they saw. That's the player that they rooted for.
Yeah, but no era has ever seen numbers like this. And people say, well, pigs are flying, hell is frozen over, LSU actually has a quarterback who won the Heisman Trophy. They never had a quarterback. Think about that. They had Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry on the same team. Can you even name who their quarterback was then? And they got two of the top receivers in the NFL.
You're yelling at me.
Well, I'm just saying. Burrow's fantastic. And look, there's not a college on planet Earth that can slow him down. Nobody can stop him. So anyways, put that to the side right now. Again, this is an incredible football weekend in Louisiana, and LSU and the Saints didn't even play yet. And then the Saints play tonight. But what happened yesterday with the Atlanta Falcons going to California and beating the San Francisco 49ers after what the San Francisco 49ers did to the Saints here in New Orleans is incredible. How many people did I see on social media have to take a deep swallow? The lump was in their throat. They had a whoop, and they had to go on. They had to post, thank you, Falcons.
Well, there are...
thank you for beating San Francisco.
There's infighting now, shall we say, among Saints fans, because some Saints fans, regardless of that, that the outcome was good for the Saints, with the 49ers getting beat, some Saints fans aren't down with Atlanta no matter what.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I've seen that, too. So, but still, look, yes, Atlanta helped the Saints yesterday. Our bitter rivals helped us yesterday by beating the 49ers. But still, we still don't have top seed. Your Saints are still going to have to win their last three games starting tonight. And they're still going to need a little bit of help to get home field advantage going through the Superdome again. San Francisco's still going to have to lose one more game. Saints cannot finish tied with San Francisco. Because if they finish tied with San Francisco, then San Francisco has the advantage because they won last week in that game here in the Superdome. The Saints can finish tied with Seattle because the Saints beat Seattle in Seattle earlier this season. And Seattle plays San Francisco next week, which is going to be insane. And there's also the Green Bay Packers who are there. With three losses. Next week, Saints and Saints fans want Minnesota to beat Green Bay. That's going to be some game next week. Because the Saints didn't play Green Bay this year. And then they'll go by other tiebreakers conference record. And right now Green Bay is ahead of the Saints when it comes to conference records, by a half a game or a game. Look, there's still two more games to go. Actually, three more games to go with the Saints tonight. And with everybody else, there's two more games to go. But the Saints got to win tonight, and they have to win their last two, and they need a little bit of help to get home field advantage coming through New Orleans again. This is exciting, though. And I look for the Saints to easily win at home tonight in a bounce-back game after that San Francisco 49ers game. I know the Colts are fighting for their lives, and they have to win out, and I think they need some help, too, or they might be done at this point. They're very close. They're a desperate team tonight, but I expect the New Orleans Saints to come out and handle business. With the whole world watching, it's the only game on television. The Saints have to show people, hey, this is what we do in our dome. This is what we do, and they got to come out. They got to kick some backside tonight. So
be sure to look for a lot of stock footage from the quarter in bright sunlight that ESPN will be bringing out to give you that flavor of New Orleans. Yes, the Big Easy.
Well, if Drew Brees throws two touchdown passes tonight, he breaks Peyton Manning's all-time touchdown pass record, which would be wild because it's against the team that Peyton Manning played most of his career with and won a Super Bowl with. He also won one with
Denver.
But it's interesting because Tom Brady's involved in that race too. Peyton Manning's record is 539 touchdown passes. Right now, Tom Brady has 538. And that's what Brees has too. So they're battling each other. That's going to be exciting tonight as well. So as Drew Brees tries to enter the record books again, he already is the NFL record holder for the most passing yards in NFL history. Nice to put this touchdown thing up there too. And he's going to be battling with Brady, although he's playing right now at a much, much better level, at a much higher level. He's playing than Tom Brady right now and the New England Patriots offense. So just, again, like I said when we started talking about this, this is one of the most exciting football weekends in Louisiana, and LSU and the Saints haven't played. And it's already such an exciting weekend. The Saints are going to change that tonight on Monday Night Football. And if you're going to the game, even if you're not, if you want to hang around town after work for a little while, we've got the party for you to go to. It's right down the street from the Superdome. We're going to be at Vintage Rock Club. I'll be your host starting at 4:30 this afternoon. And that is where the biggest and baddest and bestest Saints pregame parties are all year long. And it's above walk-ons on Poydras Street. Again, it's a couple of blocks down from the Superdome. So starting at 4:30 today, whether you're going to the game or not, if you want to go have some liquid fun with us and get ready for the big Saints game tonight, woohoo! Hopefully I will see you over at Vintage Rock Club starting at 4:30 for the big pregame party. And tell me if I'm wrong via text, 260-9595. Please don't text while you're driving.
If it's not Joe Burrow, then who is it?
Yeah, please keep it short and sweet. I think Joe Burrow's the greatest football player to ever come out of LSU. Tell me if I'm wrong. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. So we've talked about Porch Pirates before, and during Christmas and holiday season, it kind of sucks because, especially now, how easy shopping is for many people. You just go on Amazon, you sit on your couch in your underwear, your pajamas, you sit in your bed under the sheets, and you can do all your Christmas shopping. But
you looked right at me when you said that.
By just pushing buttons. But now the Porch Pirate has gotten, it's become an even bigger profession because so many people, that's how they do their Christmas shopping. And I like how some people try to fend off Porch Pirates. I saw this one story where someone just dropped a deuce, went number two in a box,
right,
and then wrapped up the box, and then someone actually stole it,
right.
So someone literally stole his crap.
Well, to expound upon that one, I saw one where, and this I don't think it was very recent, But the video was going around over the weekend, and I saw it. Some, and I'm not sure if this is legal, because when you're talking about things that go bang, or things that are incendiary, or things that explode, but what he had done is what you said. But a couple of differences. The number two was like 2 days old. So it was fermented duty, shall we say. He puts it in a box. He wires this, I guess you would call it a detonator, to go off 40 seconds after the package is picked up from his porch. And sure enough, somebody comes and gets it. And he's watching via his computer somewhere else. And they're like, we just missed it, because the guy gets in his car and drives off. So he's thinking, okay, well, 40 seconds is too long. And sure enough, they're able to move the camera, and the guy has gotten out of his car at the next intersection, or at the end of the street right there, and he's going like, what the? Because he's now covered with this 2-day-old deuce.
Well, in
hilarious.
In St. Paul, Minnesota, it got pretty bad. A porch pirate not only stole a package off of a woman's front porch, her front stoop, but he left a thank you note. And basically he said, thank you for the opportunity of stealing your package. And then he signed it, the new owner of the package.
At first I thought, oh, someone's playing a joke on me. This is crazy. Who leaves a thank you note as a thief? An arrogant thief.
This is very rare. It is a true humbug moment. It's more the brazen nature of whoever took this package had the audacity to leave a note to rub it into the owner of the package that they stole it, and there was nothing they're going to be able to do about it.
That's all they got was a cell phone charger. So I wish it was something really boring. I mean, they can actually use that.
And that's Hillary Smith,
yes.
The homeowner there in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I'm sorry, it's pronounced Minnesota.
Yeah, how about
those accents?
Yeah, I mean, usually thieves, a thief with an attitude like that, with just the arrogance.
Is it wrong to victim blame in a situation like this? Is it immoral? I mean,
you don't want to blame the victim. By the way, Chris Coleman hanging out on the show this morning.
Yeah, you don't want to, but at some point, common sense has to take over. Like, if you're expecting a package, you want to have to protect your package, right? If I'm ordering something, I'm going to make sure, if I'm not going to be home, if I don't think I'm going to be home, send it to a friend's house. Send it to your job. Send it to where somebody's present to watch over, not just sitting in front of your lawn hoping it's there when you get off of work, right?
Well, but you're trying to make it a fairness issue, and it's not fair that I'm at work, and there are, this is not just a case generally, and I can speak not from experience, but it's happening in my neighborhood quite regularly in Old Metairie, and they're working in teams, and vehicle A will follow package driver B's truck, and they work and they follow the patterns, and they'll wait till the truck goes by, and I'm not too sure they're not using walkie-talkies or communication, because they're right there. And pick up the package, and boom, they're gone.
Isn't that something? Organized teams,
yes,
of thieves.
No
organized
question.
Teams of porch pirates. Could you imagine if they would be that organized and to do something legitimately?
And I understand about, you say, well, it's the onus is on you as the package recipient, but I'm at work, I've got the kids, I've got blah, 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 blah. I mean, I can't, you know, even if I've got cameras on my home, which I happen to, I can't watch 24 hours a day.
That's true. But somebody can, is my point. You know, you can, if you're at work, use your work address. Tell your job, I'm expecting a package.
Right.
That's what I usually do. For the few times I did order online, I sent it to my job.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew I wasn't going to be home.
Two questions. What are you ordering and where do you live?
A desk.
And
I live in Tent City.
And this woman, Hillary Smith, in St. Paul, Minnesota. Just the arrogance of the porch pirate. Usually a thief should be thankful, thanking God that they got something, anything. This one, an arrogant thief, an arrogant porch pirate. You don't wish for death on anyone, or you don't wish for really bad things to happen to people. But you want something not good to happen to that particular porch pirate. A porch pirate, a thief who's arrogant. Oh, boy. I hope he doesn't have the same type of cell phone that cell phone charger charges up. I hope he has. I hope that's an Android charger and he has an iPhone or vice versa. All right, coming up on the show. When you hear, did you see the or hear about the explosion at the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board? It's actually blowing up now. Some say that might be a good thing. I don't know. We'll give you the latest. That happened at the plant on Carrollton over the weekend. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And you remember a few weeks ago, motor vehicles and a few other places here in the state of Louisiana were hacked by computer hackers. And remember, motor vehicles was closed for upwards of a week. Well, they're just when they're trying to get that all straightened out, which they are, City Hall was hacked here in New Orleans. The idiot box. Somebody hacked the idiot box late last week. Though New Orleans City Hall is going to open as scheduled today, and they will have more updates on their cyber attack. New Orleans City Hall, the idiot box, is set to open normal business hours today after Friday's cyber attack. Some city agencies and departments will operate differently until further notice as the city continues to the recovery process from the hacking incident. How does this affect you if you coming to work in New Orleans or if you live in New Orleans? Well, the New Orleans Police Department is operating normally. The department, albeit 500 to 800 members short, we're an undermanned police force here. Is that not gender correct the way I said that? We're an underpersoned New Orleans police force here. The department is documenting incidents manually. Body cameras and in-car camera footage continue to record, and plans are in place to ensure the preservation of that footage. Well, I'm glad they said that. That's the whole point of recording it, right? Temporarily, the New Orleans Police Department will not be able to run background checks for the public.
Hey,
that's a pretty good thing.
All right, if
you get stopped by a cop or.
Or if you want to fill out a job application right now, nobody can run your background. It's the perfect opportunity for the unemployed to hop on that board.
Yeah, as far as the New Orleans Fire Department, the New Orleans Fire Department emergency response is not affected by this computer hack at City Hall, the idiot box. And firefighters are responding as normal to all calls. As far as New Orleans EMS, emergency medical services, ambulances and such, their operations have not been impacted at all by this computer hack. There may be a delay for non-emergency business matters. Residents are asked to call 311 for non-emergency requests until department phone lines are restored. So that's good news. And so other than that, yeah, that those are the most important things when you think about city government. As far as I'm concerned, can the cops work? Can the firemen work? Can the emergency medical people work?
So I'm guessing it doesn't specify what type of hack was it. Was it like malware? Or are they holding programs hostages? Was it a data mining collection?
Somebody said ransomware attack.
Ransomware. All right. Yeah. So they holding holding everything hostage.
Is that what it is? I don't know. All I know is
that's when they lock up your computers and they say, all right, you have to pay a certain money that way you can have all access to everything back.
Right. Which is what happened to me in my personal computer at home it's been about 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah, and our old recorded bits there, you said.
Well,
if they were stolen by Russians, they're being played in Russia right now.
And that wasn't compared to the 20 or 25 years of photographs and music and special memories that I had. It wasn't bits from the show that I thought of first, but you are correct that a lot of that stuff was lost. Some of it more valuable than others.
Wonder how many people in Russia are walking around saying, she was a hua.
Right.
But she was a hua.
I'm going to guess none.
So, this just leads me to ask the question, why would anybody want to commit a cyber attack on New Orleans City Hall?
Well,
the idiot box.
The very simple and quick and correct answer is because they can. And we often talk about, you know, why can't these people use their powers for good? Well, that's there are just people of a mindset that once they learn that they can do something nefarious like this, they're going to do it.
I mean, I didn't understand why they tried hacking the motor vehicles here in Louisiana and some other agencies last month. So now this seems like it's just a follow-up on that. And I'll tell you, hacking motor vehicle makes our lives a lot more of a living hell if you have to go there. Anyways, there's a law. You have to wait.
Right.
Especially, I'm talking about the one in Lakeview. You have to wait pretty much all day. You need all day to go to motor vehicle, even for the smallest thing, because there are so many people there. Imagine now what happens. They try to hack the computers there, and it shuts it down for a week. I mean, there's long lines every day when it's never been shut down. Now shut it down for a week.
Mm-hmm. But how they compensated was, we did that story a couple of weeks ago. They said if you're driving with an expired driver's license, you get a free pass. So that was the caveat. Which means I had an extra week of driving before I had to go renew mine.
Yeah, I guess you always have to be the optimist. You have to look at the good side of when something bad happens. You always have to have that kind of attitude. All right, coming up on the show. You know, Coleman, this guy, Chris Coleman, hanging out on the show this morning, he's one of our weekend jocks. And I heard you yesterday morning.
Uh-oh, what did I say?
Well, we do...
Well, you'll find out in a meeting after the show.
Yeah. Well, we do a bit on this show called The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning. We do it every morning at 8:30.
Yeah.
And at 8:35. And then on Fridays, we do The Dumbest Thing I Read All Week every Friday morning at 8:35. You did something. You talked about a story yesterday that was so dumb. It was the dumbest thing I read all weekend.
Okay.
And that's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Just read, according to a new study, the job with the highest depression rate is a bus driver. I was surprised by that. I would have guessed a Cincinnati Bengal. Watching football. Coming up next, we look at today in history. We call the segment, Why Today Doesn't Suck. Suck is next on Bayou 95.7.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Time for us to now to look at today in history. And we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
December 16th. It was today in 1973.
Why? Today doesn't suck.
O.J. Simpson, the first man in NFL history to rush for 2,000 yards. Now, it's been done since then a few times. O.J. Simpson ran for 2,000 yards in 1973, and he did it today. But it was done 11 years later in 1984 by Eric Dickerson.
Yes.
Barry Sanders did it in 1997. Terrell Davis did it in 1998 for Denver. And then Jamal Lewis did it in 2003 for Baltimore. And a guy named Chris Johnson did it in 2009 with the Tennessee Titans.
You know I love the OJ update.
Well, I've got a real legitimate OJ update for you.
Oh, okay.
This morning at 2:20, our time, because he lives out in Las Vegas. He's a couple hours behind us.
Well, I was going to say, is this mountain time or Florida golf course time?
Mountain time.
Okay.
This morning, O.J. Simpson released a video on Twitter, and it was titled, "Everyone is Asking."
Of course they are.
And so I was like, is he finally going to tell? Because everybody wants to know what it's like to almost cut your wife's head off and her friend to stab her friend 100 times,
this
too.
This is an update on the real killers?
No, but he was basically, he was talking about everyone's asking about his clothing line and the things that he's selling on his Twitter.
His Christmas merch.
His Christmas merchandise.
Yeah, by far my favorite person to follow on Twitter. I've seen a Christmas merch and the comments were like, looking sharp, OJ.
Yeah,
killer sweater.
It's Chris Coleman hanging out on the show with us this morning.
I got it.
And you know, OJ, before he tweeted that, on Saturday night, he tweeted, "Congratulations to Joe Burrow. I like that Joe Burrow. He won the Heisman Trophy just like I won the Heisman Trophy. Congratulations to Joe Burrow."
Right, and don't forget to get all of your OJ merch at www.//OJ. Yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah, that's what everyone's asking about, OJ. That's what everybody wants to know from you, how we can get your merch.
Right.
Yeah. All right. December 16th. It was today in 1999.
Why today doesn't suck.
The former manager of the band The Sex Pistols, Malcolm McLaren, announced plans to run for the mayor of London, England.
Hmm.
He was 53 years old at the time in 1999, and he planned to run as an independent. He said that he was going to open up brothels, legalized brothels outside of the Houses of Parliament. He was going to legalize marijuana, and he was going to allow London pubs to stay open 24 hours. Kind of like here in the French Quarter, instead of closing when they normally do. Do you know what time pubs in London, England close? What time the bars close there?
I don't even know what time zone England is in.
They're 5 or 6 hours ahead of us right now.
About 6 hours.
Their bars.
Greenwich Mean Time, I guess.
Their pubs close at 11 p.m.
Their pubs close?
Yeah, doesn't that stink?
I mean, what I like about his platform, you know, you say thank the manager of the Sex Pistols, brothels. Dude, he's pandering to his base. I love that.
Yeah, but he didn't run. He ended up dropping out before the actual election. Hey, and it was today, December 16th in 2009.
Why today doesn't suck.
A movie opened in theaters that would become the biggest money-making movie in history. It opened today in 2009.
Avatar.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. Avatar.
Avatar.
That's a James Cameron movie, and that passed another James Cameron movie,
Titanic.
Yep.
But that movie opened.
I think now Marvel Endgame has beaten Avatar. Endgame came out this year in 2019.
Has it gone ahead of Avatar?
I believe so. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to check my sources, my nerd sources.
It's something. December 16th. It was today in. Oh, I got one more over here. 1991.
Why today doesn't suck.
Chubby Checker filed a lawsuit against McDonald's in Canada. And he was looking. He sued him for $14 million. He alleged McDonald's used an imitation of his voice on the song "The Twist" to promote their French fries. I don't know how that worked out.
Why only Canada?
I guess that commercial didn't air in the United States. It only aired in the Canadian McDonald's.
All right.
What do you think 14 million in Canadian money is a bolt? Like, the English, the American-Canadian exchange. It was $14 million.
It's pretty close. Not quite as much American money, but yeah. Almost.
I think the McDonald's in Canada, they use maple syrup for their hotcakes instead of the regular
is that how they
cane
do it?
Syrup. Yes.
Well, and then they got that. They're famous for their Canadian bacon, they call it, which is American ham.
Yeah.
But we're so close yet so far away. In Canada, we're into certain things.
Two birthdays today, one of those being Billy Gibbons, founding member of ZZ Top. He is 69 today, and some of you may be sitting on this right now. It's a New Orleans area birthday. Some of you may be moving as you're sitting on it. Some of you may be stopped as you're sitting on it, depending on how traffic is flowing today. Opening today, December 16th in... Well, I don't know which year it would be, but it turns 84 today. That would be the UEP Long Bridge opening 84 years today on this day, December 16th.
It was a lot scarier when it opened than it is right now.
I can for those of you who remember driving that before the super slabs on either side, that was a scary proposition to be crossing the river going that way. But it's nice now, very nice.
And that's a segment that we call...
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Coming up on the show, what the Saints have to do to really take advantage of what the Atlanta Falcons did for the New Orleans Saints yesterday by beating the San Francisco 49ers. What the Saints need to do to get home field advantage. They still have a shot. We're a lot better situation than we were a week ago, but there's still a lot of things that have to happen. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. What a great, great football weekend for people in Louisiana. And LSU and the Saints haven't even played, and it's been a great weekend. Between Joe Burrow winning the Heisman Trophy, LSU quarterback, and the Atlanta Falcons helping out the New Orleans Saints by beating the San Francisco 49ers yesterday. What a great football weekend, and nobody played yet. Obviously, the Saints play tonight at the Superdome. And the Saints have to win out, and they still need a little bit of help. We'll break that down coming up when it comes to getting home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I saw this story, though, over the weekend. Two Asian water buffalo killed... Stolen from Plaquemines Parish.
Standing headline.
You don't see that very often. Four arrests were made for theft of livestock. How about that? When I first saw this, two Asian water buffalo killed, I started feeling bad for some Asians that I know. Then I read, four men were arrested for stealing and later killing two Asian water buffalo that belonged to a rancher in Plaquemines Parish. According to the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, or the LDAF. These four guys got arrested. You can't be doing that. And they were charged with theft of livestock. You know, usually when you think livestock, don't you think of animals that are on farms? What do you think when you have livestock? You think of cows and horses and you think of things like that. I remember ZZ Top back in the day used to tour, and they would tour with livestock on stage.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
A couple of their tours they did. I know one specifically. You can go check it out on video. They toured all over America, and they had livestock because they wanted to tell you we came from outside of Houston.
Right.
And this is what a bunch of our neighbors are like. And well, not like the livestock, but their neighborhoods, they had livestock in them. But and that was one of the reasons why Billy Gibbons grew the beard, and it's still growing to this day. I guess he really liked the way the hairy livestock looked. But anyways.
Happy birthday, Billy Gibbons, by the way.
Yes. How. But you don't see this headline every day. Two Asian water buffalo killed and stolen from Plaquemines Parish. And four arrests were made for theft of livestock. I guess that's our livestock around here when you're so close to the water. So, do you realize the value of two Asian water buffalo is around $10,000? You learn something new every day. I had no idea.
Not sure what I'll do with that tidbit of information, but it's there.
It's always good to know, right?
I guess.
All right, coming up next on the show, we'll tell you what has to happen for the Saints to get home field advantage. They still need a little bit of help. We'll break all of that down coming up. And I've got a couple of really dumb things. I know we're over an hour away from the dumbest thing I read all morning. I don't know if a couple of these can wait. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. The classic rock of New Orleans. Led Zeppelin there. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Good morning. And the Saints got a hand yesterday from the hated arch nemesis, Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta went out to California and they beat the San Francisco 49ers. The Saints still need a little bit of help, though. The Saints have to win out, including tonight at home against the Colts. They shouldn't have too much trouble winning tonight's game. And then they got their last two games are on the road. If they win out, they still need a little help. They still need San Francisco to lose one more game, because you can't finish tied with San Francisco, because San Francisco has the tiebreaker because they beat the Saints last week here in the Superdome. The Seattle Seahawks are still involved, which is good news for the Saints, because if the Saints finish tied with the Seattle Seahawks, the Saints would be the number one seed, because the Saints own the tiebreaker over the Seattle Seahawks because the Saints beat them this year out in Seattle. The Green Bay Packers are also involved. Now, the Saints and the Packers didn't play this year. So then they would go to the next tiebreaker. Who has the better conference record? Green Bay does by one game. So, look, there's still, after tonight, there's still 2 weeks to go, and the Saints have to win out, and they need a little bit of help to get that home field advantage coming through New Orleans. And obviously that's what we want. You would think it would be easier for the Saints to win at home in the dome than it would in a place like Green Bay, where it's Arctic temperatures now, or someplace else. So and we're so fired up for the game tonight. If you're going to the game tonight, join us before the game. The best pregame party is right down the street from the Superdome. It's at Vintage Rock Club, which is above Walk-Ons. We'll be there starting at 4:30.
Yep.
For this one. And these are always such a good time. And I love this club. It's the only club that plays rock music. And besides playing rock music, the video screens show the rock videos. And it's just really cool here in the year 2019. There's no other place around here like that. And it makes us feel like, hey, people like us actually have a place to go, a club. They have leather couches, and they have velvet ropes, and they actually play rock music.
And hot bartenders.
Yes.
That's my favorite part, bartenders.
And so if you're going to the game tonight, join us starting at 4:30. Get your pregame on. Even if you're not going to the game, if you're working around the city and you don't want to deal with rush hour traffic home, pop into Vintage Rock Club. Come say hi and hang out with us, and we'll throw down a few and get ready for the big game tonight. Did you see what happened in Oakland, California yesterday? The Raiders played their final game at the Oakland Coliseum. And
CBS did a cool little video piece about the history of the dog pound and all that. And it was, you think about if you've
like
ever...
The black hole.
Right. If you ever think about a city that's lost a sports franchise, it's devastating. And I thought they did a nice little feel good piece. They did it like it was a little movie, but it was pretty cool during the pregame yesterday.
It's sad, like you said, Brewster, anytime a city loses a franchise. Oakland shouldn't have any. If you look at the size of them, they just lost the Golden State Warriors. They went across the bay into San Francisco. They just lost the Raiders, who were going to Las Vegas. They should have lost the Oakland A's. San Jose wants them. There are other places that want the Oakland A's. But I guess they came up with a deal to build a new ballpark in Oakland to keep the A's there.
Because they're playing in one of the absolute rat holes, Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum.
It's a dump. And those fans are good fans. They say most of the fans, they don't live in Oakland. They come from the suburbs.
Sure.
But there's a city that never really deserved one franchise, yet they had three, and now they're going to be down to one after the Raiders moved to Las Vegas. You know, if you've ever been to Vegas, that stadium, they're building that stadium. It's like out behind Mandalay Bay. And that's going to be something for Las Vegas. But at the end of the Raiders' loss yesterday, of course they lost their last home game. They're the Raiders. People started throwing garbage on the field. They were booing the quarterback. They were booing the coach, John Gruden.
Think they're going to take soil samples like they did for the Death Valley?
They might.
Remove some of the trash.
But there's enough garbage in Oakland. Who needs to take some of the grass from that dump, the Oakland Alameda Coliseum, and then take it into their house? But if you're a big sports fan and a historian and you like the Raiders out there, it is sad anytime a city loses their team. All right, coming up on the show, I've got to decide here. What's the dumbest thing I read all morning? Because I have a few things in front of me and I can't decide. Well,
I've got some change if you need a couple coins.
We'll tell you one of them coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. Told you on the show late last week that Joe Horn, the former Saints star, along with 9 other former NFL players, have been charged in a health insurance fraud scheme. To be honest with you, it's refreshing to see professional athletes graduating to white-collar crime. You know, usually when a former athlete goes bad, it's usually a gun or a knife is involved. So good to see, they're stepping up a little bit. Hey, coming up next on our show, the Hallmark Channel is in a big lesbian television commercial debate. We'll explain next here on Bayou 95.7.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Feeling all alone without a friend, you know I feel like dying.
Oh, you're on.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. I have a feeling, if you're listening, that you, well, if you're a man, probably don't watch much of the Hallmark Channel. Especially around now that we're getting close to Christmas, the Hallmark Channel is known for those kind of sappy, feel-good Christmas movies that so many of my friends' wives and so many women that I know enjoy watching. But they're making headlines this morning. Hallmark reverses their stance on some commercials that featured a lesbian couple kissing.
Wow.
Yeah, if you're watching, well, the Hallmark Channel, and I guess they know their audience, it's women, whether they're lesbians or not.
Mm-hmm.
And they were running some commercials for a website, a wedding planning website called Zola. And the commercials featured two women, a same-sex couple, kissing during their marriage ceremony.
Yeah, I think they missed the mark with that. When that wasn't the two women kissing, it's not the target demographic for women. I'd be interested to watch two women kissing. They'd do a better chance with me.
Well, and by the way, that's Chris Coleman hanging out on the show with us this morning. Well, evidently, when those commercials started running, they got a bunch of phone calls and they got a bunch of emails and they got a bunch of texts. People complained.
Okay.
Again, you would. I'm just guessing the demographic of the audience who watches the Hallmark Channel is mostly women.
Yeah.
And so here's this commercial for a wedding planning website called Zola, and there are two middle-aged, attractive women.
See, that's where they made their mistake at. It was too attractive women. If they'd have had two average, normal women kissing, they probably wouldn't have got so many complaints. You know, women, they judge each other and they compare each other to each other, and they get jealous when hotter women are making waves.
Well, I don't think that's what it was, Coleman. I think a lot of people in middle America who are watching, places like Iowa, who are watching the Hallmark Channel for the Christmas movies, and then they see two women who are kissing each other in a commercial for a wedding planning website. It might have bothered them. And so at first the Hallmark Channel said, okay, we're going to pull these commercials. But then they started hearing it from the LGBTQ crowd, the letter people.
Yep.
They started hearing it from the letter people, and now Hallmark has reversed its decision. And now they're going to put those commercials back on the air.
And then they're going to get complaints again, and then they're going to pull it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
They're just playing a ping pong effect.
They said that they're inclusive, and they were wrong to yank the ads in the first place, to pull the ads off in the first place, and now they're gonna put them back on. See, I'm fascinated by stuff like this because, you know, much like I say, pretty much nothing offends me. I've worked in radio most of my life. This doesn't bother me, and there is a double standard here. Because I think most people, and I can speak for guys, I think most guys wouldn't have a problem with watching two attractive women kiss, but most guys would have a problem by watching two attractive men kiss.
But that begs the question, does the commercial bother them only because the couple kissed? Let's say it was just suggested that they were a lesbian couple and they didn't kiss. You think it would have that much of an outrage, or you think the actual act of kissing was the thing that triggered everybody to go off?
I think it all did. The fact that they were lesbians, that they were kissing, and I think that probably bothered some people in middle America. Here's the other thing that I think about, besides the double standard. You're talking, how many gay people are in America? I've heard people say 1% of the population is gay. I've heard people say 2% of the population is gay. It's kind of like milk, 2%, 1%, whatever it is. You know, I've heard other people say, you know, 10% of the American population is gay. I don't think it's that high, but it's incredible how we're at this crossroads now where one lifestyle here is now being flaunted on television commercials, and then there are still some people that
a few
like
years
that.
Ago did the Michael how did people react to the Michael Sam deal? Remember he got drafted?
That's right.
They're like, well, we don't need this in the middle of our NFL game. You think the Hallmark chicks had that? Like, we don't need this kiss in the middle of our Christmas movie.
I don't know. They got enough of complaints where they pulled the commercials off the air. And then once they pulled the commercials off the air, then the letter people, the LGBTQ crowd, started going
but here's
up
why
one
doesn't
side
bother
of them
me.
And
we
down
see,
the other side of them. And then,
we see heterosexual couples kiss all the time, commercials, television, movies, and is par for the course. Nobody's going to call us. I've seen these two heterosexual couples kissing.
No,
so
that's how most people.
In support of the LGBTQ community, it wouldn't bother me if I saw the commercial of two women kissing. Oh, the Michael Sam thing didn't bother me either. It was more of the fact that they're trying to rub it in your face. I guess maybe people had a problem with it. Like, why are they trying to flaunt their lifestyle in my face? Like, well, everybody else's lifestyle is in your face too. But
I think you just hit it on the head. Again, I brought up the state of Iowa. I could have said Nebraska. I could have wherever. Some people, why is this in my living room right now?
Yeah.
You know, and again, personally, like I said, nothing offends me. I don't really get bothered by anything like that.
Two things. For their part, Zola.com made it clear in the commercial that I saw just this morning, as I knew we were going to be talking about this, that their service is not exclusive to female lesbian prospective brides. It is made clear in the content of the commercial that it is for. It's just a marriage. It's just a online wedding registry for anyone. But I think this might be more than just the grassroots complaints, people calling the switchboard at the Hallmark Channel. Complaints by a group called 1 Million Moms, a division of the conservative American Family Association, which has been designated an anti-LGBTQ hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. They got behind this effort, and I think we're behind this being pulled. Similar ads featuring heterosexual couples obviously were not pulled. And then Disney and their Freeform channel and Netflix got involved by touting their own LGBT inclusivity.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so this is all. It all gets down to money.
I don't know how
it's all about money.
I don't know how well Zola would do as a wedding planning website if they only did lesbian weddings. You would think you would want to open it up to.
Homosexual marriage is now becoming legal, so now you have to market to a new audience. You know, it's like a new customer base. It's like, all right, we already got heterosexual couples, so now let's get some other couples who make some more money. That's how I look at it.
What do you think the exact percentage or around the percentage of gay people there are in America? Yeah, I said 1% to 2%. Like, some people think it might be 10%. You know, whenever I'm hanging around the gay bars in New Orleans, they're always crowded. Well, wait a minute. The only time, I'll be honest with you, the only time that I went into a gay bar in New Orleans, it's when I lost my last job. And I was running low on money, and I didn't have money to go out and buy drinks like I used to. So, you know, I'd put on a tight pair of jeans and go sit at the bar, at a gay bar, and maybe, you know, try to get somebody to buy me some drinks.
But that's no shame in that. We've all been there.
That's as far as it went, though.
We've all been there.
What's this we there, Timo Sabi?
So you never took advantage of a gay guy that had a crush on you for free drinks.
Come on. What's wrong with you? You haven't lived. Hey, coming up, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock. So there's this gay guy who lives in New York City, and he looks a lot, almost exactly like Vice President Mike Pence. And he's walking around collecting money for Planned Parenthood. If you know anything about Mike Pence, he's a very, very religious guy. He's a very, very Christian guy. So Mike Pence does not believe in Planned Parenthood. Well, Mike Pence doesn't believe in abortion. Mm-hmm. And Planned Parenthood, it's one of the biggest things they do, is abortion. So there's this guy. I mean, he's wearing an expensive suit. He's got the jacket, the shirt, the tie. And he's walking around with boxer shorts. So I think maybe he's trying to he's trying not to fool people, because he looks so much like Mike Pence that people might think it really is his. They might think it really is Mike Pence. But the guy's name is Howard Sherman. And he's been walking around New York City, Times Square, and he's got a big blue jug. And it says, hi, I'm Mike Pence. Would you help me raise money for Planned Parenthood? And obviously,
if he charges $5 for people to take a selfie with him, he's going to make over the course of a day, he's going to make some pretty good coin. I told you the story when Mrs. Brewster and I went to Las Vegas, and I really regret that I didn't do this. We went up to what's referred to, even though it's north of the Strip proper, it's referred to as downtown Vegas, up on Fremont Street. And there was a guy, as you go under the... you're outside, but it's like an inside thing. But there was a guy, and he's just sitting there with the classic director's chair. And you see him from afar, and he's got like a little, not a full size, but a miniature baseball bat. And then you walk up, and you realize what his shtick is. He looks the world like Robert De Niro. And oh, wow. So he charges like $5 or $10 or whatever to get a selfie with him. And he's got the baseball bat, obviously, in reference to him playing, to De Niro playing Al Capone in Goodfellas. I'm not Goodfellas, in The Untouchables. In The Untouchables, where he says, enthusiasms.
Hey,
enthusiasms.
John, you ever met a doppelganger, somebody that looks like you? Has anybody ever showed you a picture of somebody that looks
before
like
he answers, I'm going to tell you. He's going to get mad because
when he
had longer hair, he looks like a young Donald Sutherland, like from the era of...
the MASH movie?
No, before MASH, more like the Dirty Dozen. You take John with longer hair and Donald Sutherland with longer hair, and he got mad the first time I said that.
I don't think I look anything like Donald Sutherland.
But I said
They say my doppelganger is Colton from Fresh Prince, the guy Alfonso or whatever his name is.
Guy that does the dance.
Yeah, the dance. I don't see it, but everybody else sees it.
Well, let's see you do the dance, and we'll try it.
No. I don't have any rhythm.
No.
That's a lie.
When I was a little bit younger, mm-hmm. if I had red hair back in the day, people told me I looked like Axl Rose. Well, that's before that's Axl Rose. Thinking. That's before Axl Rose looks like a middle-aged lesbian now.
All right.
But back in the day,
What about you, Brewster?
There are people at one time that said I looked like not the guy across the fence, but the friend with the beard on
Home Improvement.
Yes,
Home Improvement.
Yes,
yeah, okay.
But that was like several years and many pounds ago. All right, come on, let's see it, Coleman.
Oh boy, this is unusual for me to do this, but I give you guys a special. There we go.
There you go.
That's it.
But do I look like him when I do it?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, you really don't have any rhythm, but yes, you look just like him. Yeah, it's nothing.
Well, anyways, the whole point of this was to tell you there's a guy walking around New York City. He looks exactly like Mike Pence, and he's going up to people collecting money for not only Planned Parenthood, but a national suicide hotline for gay people as well. So he's doing what he can do to hey, look, a joke, whatever the case may be. If they're raising money,
right?
But I'm sure there'll be some people that are unhappy about that. Coming up next on the show, we're going to get to this. The dumbest thing I read all morning, and this is a doozy, here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show.
Hi there.
And since it's around 8:35, this is where we tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And I've got to thank one of our weekend jocks, Chris Coleman,
hey,
who's hanging on the show this morning. I got to thank him for this one because I saw this one yesterday, and so this
you don't
is,
get anything extra for this, Coleman. Just letting you know.
I know.
This is not only the dumbest thing I read this morning; it was the dumbest thing I read all weekend. Bank employee who stole $88,000 from bank vault captured after posing for pictures with that cash on his social media accounts.
That's so long. The headline's so long, we don't have time for the story now.
Yeah, well, this guy, he worked at a bank in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he's 29 years old. And his name is Orlando Henderson. Not Orlando. Arlando.
Arlando.
It's A-R-L-A-N-D-O. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty creative.
Orlando Henderson. And the guy did have a job at a bank in Charlotte, North Carolina, but here's what he did. Over the course of several months, he would take cash that customers of that bank, people who had accounts at that bank, would deposit.
Right.
But instead of putting that in the vault, he would then just steal it, and then after work, he would go down the street to an ATM machine and then deposit that cash in an envelope in his own account.
You know what? He's a teller?
He worked at a bank. He's a bank teller.
Tellers have to, like, count their drawer and can't really...
Well, no, they don't say what he does. They just say he was a bank employee. They don't say whether he was a security guard.
Well, a security guard generally is not taking funds from people.
That's true.
How did this guy get his hands on the deposits? Because it specifically says he would take cash that... Yep. Bank depositors would deposit, and then he would lift that and then take it down the street.
Let's go back to my original premise that he's a teller. A teller has to count their drawer. A teller has to balance their drawer before they can leave.
Well,
he putting in Monopoly money? Go ahead.
For a couple of months, he got away with this, and I'm looking at his social media posts, and it's one picture after another, him holding big wads of cash. Don't you think one picture is enough? I mean, how many, and that's even stupid if you're a criminal to pose with a picture of the cash that you stole. But this guy, picture after picture, okay, we get it, pal. If I was one of his Facebook friends, I'd be like, I get it.
Oh, you're going to see a lot of that after tax season. Watch when everybody gets that IRS tax money back. They go on Instagram big balling after that. I've seen these before. They had the money on side of the ear, like on the telephone. Hey, how you doing? This is my tax.
But at least your social media and Facebook friends, Coleman, at least they earned that cash.
Who's to say?
Well, yeah,
who's
to say? But this guy, one picture after another, holding cash. Okay, pal, we get it.
Right.
Talk about a one-trick pony. And he did himself in. And look, I was raised to never brag about things that I have or things that I got or things that I worked for. But With that being said, if I grew up poorer than poor, if I grew up dirt poor, I understand why some of these guys in the hip-hop game, why they always sing about money. And I understand, because they literally came from nothing. So if you came from absolutely nothing, and finally you have stacks of cash, that's why they're opposing for picture after picture after picture, at least in this particular case, for their social media accounts.
The music ran out.
Oh. Well, the guy who worked at the bank who stole the people's money and then got caught for posing with pictures of him and that money on his Facebook and social media pages. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
We believe you.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. Do you have any Facebook friends, social media friends that post inspirational messages a lot?
Yeah,
I've got a few. And, you know, some days when I'm in a good mood and things are going well, I'm like, oh, isn't that nice? Like, I'm looking at this one right here. If you rearrange the letters in depression, you'll get I pressed on. Your current situation is not your final destination.
Aww.
Yeah, now, if you're in a good mood, you're like, oh, you know. But if something really bad just happened to you, like at work or at home or whatever the case would be, and you throw on Facebook and you see that, you're like, come here, I'm going to throw this thing out the window. I'm going to take this. I'm going to throw it out the window. I don't care if the window's open or closed. I'll break the window with this, and then I'm going to break it into 27 pieces.
Is everything all right at home?
No, things are going fine with me. I just wonder if you all...
No, the worst ones are the ones that preface it with, like, no one's going to share this, but nobody agrees with me, but I bet it's an unpopular opinion. Then they go on with something that everybody agrees with.
Well, no, the one that you just set up is the one where they say, let me see how many of my friends will read this. As soon as I see something like that, I do not read it.
Right. Or they say, I bet no one would share this because it's too positive.
What is the biggest narcissistic cry for help ever?
Yeah. So, but I have a few Facebook friends who just constantly post these encouraging messages. They just want to encourage you. And look, some days I don't mind seeing that because I'm in a good mood. That's all right. But if I'm having a bad day and someone sends me a really encouraging message, I just want to break everything that's within sight. And I was just wondering if I'm alone with those feelings.
Right? No, you're not.
Okay. Is that a Band Lawn shirt?
Yeah, it's actually, I think. All right, coming up next, it's our commercial free ride. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. They found a disposable paper cup, or at least a disposable cup. They're saying it's 3,600 years old, and it's going on display in a museum in England.
Hmm.
A 3,600-year-old disposable cup that tells me, disposable cup way back then, they didn't like doing dishes either back then. So I guess some things never change. Quick question. If LSU wins the two college playoff games, go undefeated, finish number one, does Joe Burrow get a statue outside Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge? Think about that. Hey, that's just about going to do it for us today. If you're looking for something to do, we got the pregame party tonight before the Saints-Colts game right down the street from the Superdome. It's at Vintage Rock Club, an awesome place, rock music, football. It's above walk-ons. We'll be there from 4:30 for the big pregame party. Hopefully we'll see you with and Ginty is coming up next. Ginty! He's got your music notes at noon. We'll chat again tomorrow morning at 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.